Hachette Audio presents Darling Beast, written by Elizabeth Hoyt, read by Ashford McNabb. For my lovely agent, Robin Rue, who got me the contract so I could write Darling Beast. Chapter 1. Now once there was a king who lived to wage war. His clothes were chainmail and boiled leather. His thoughts were strategy and conflict. And at night, he dreamed of the screams of his enemies. And in his sleep, he smiled. From The Minotaur. April, 1741, London, England. As the mother of a seven-year-old boy, Lily Stump was used to odd topics of conversation. There was the debate on whether fish wore clothes, the deep and insightful discussion over where sugared plums came from, and the subsequent lecture on why little boys were not allowed to break their fast with them every day. And, of course, the infamous controversy of why dogs bark but cats do not. So truly it wasn't Lily's fault that she did not pay heed to her son's announcement at luncheon that there was a monster in the garden. "Indio," Lily said, with only a tiny bit of exasperation, "must you wipe your jammy fingers on daffodil? I can't think she likes it." Sadly, this was a blatant lie. Daffodil, a very young and very silly red Italian greyhound with a white blaze on her chest, was already happily twisting her slim body in a circle in order to...